Welcome to this SNA talk. Today is Sunday, the 15th of June 2025, and the time is currently 3:42 in the afternoon. Now let's get started.
Today, we're gonna be telling you about how to do a business.
Well, I guess this is just a strange topic that we just came up with.
Yeah, I agree. So, here's how to start a business. Talking by us.
Well, I'm not really from the UK, so I can't really say anything about how to start a business in the UK, but I can tell you about how to start a business in South Africa.
So how do you start a business in South Africa?
Well, it depends on what business you want to make.
What if I want to make a hotel?
A hotel is quite difficult because South Africa is known for, it's not really known for that big of tourism.
So what is South Africa known for?
In Cape Town, there's a lot of tourism.
So, how do you do tourism in Cape Town then?
Well, you would obviously need to make a hotel in Cape Town. Like, it depends on what visitors want to come, you know, that kind of stuff.
What do you think are the visitors' interests?
Most visitors come to see Table Mountain, come to see the Kruger National Park.
So, how are those places?
Oh, they're quite nice, actually. I find it quite nice in Cape Town.
So, do you like the places in Cape Town?
Yeah, it has a very nice beach. It's on the verge of the Atlantic Ocean. It's very nice to visit during the summer when it's nice and hot. You can also go to the rocky beach to see the penguins.
When would you go to Cape Town the next time?
I would go to Cape Town during the summer between like the December holidays, because in South Africa, the summers are during the winters in the UK.
So the seasons are like different.
Yeah, so in July is when our winters happen and in December is when our summers happen.
That's pretty nice of the place.
Yeah. So what do you think you should do in Hong Kong, where you're from?
I would just be going to some places, go to some shops or some restaurants there because they have pretty good cuisine.
Yeah, but if we're going on a more basis, what about like a lemonade stand?
A lemonade stand?
How would you start a lemonade stand?
In Hong Kong.
Anywhere in the world.
I would first go buy some, find a place to do it. So you need to find a place to start a lemonade stand. A place where there would be a lot of people. For example, on a beach, because that's where they are pretty hot.
Are the beaches in Hong Kong nice, or do you guys don't have beaches?
We have beaches.
Is it nice at the beaches?
Yes, it's pretty nice.
So, what kind of ingredients will you buy for your lemonade stand?
First, you
How do you guys get a profit?
First, buy some lemons. And then, you get some artificial sweeteners.
Why artificial sweeteners instead of regular good old sugar?
Cheaper.
So more money efficient.
Yes, more profit. And then, when you make your lemonade, sell it to them for 23 times the price of you made.
Won't you think that would deter customers from coming to your stand?
That's why you put the original price as 23 times. But on the sign, you cross that price out. You make the original price, you make it large.
So like a special deal.
And then you
deal.
Cross it. And then everyone will think it's a special deal, but it's actually the original. Which you make the price of it like 3 or 4 times. Which makes everyone think that they got a good deal, but they actually
didn't. Okay, I understand what you're saying here. So you're saying that you want to sell the original price, but amp up the price to just cross it out. And
yes.
Put the original price as a special deal.
Yes, that's my thing.
So, do you think that's a good idea?
Yes, such a good idea.
What about stand? Like, do you need a permit on the beaches?
No, you don't. You can just go on the beaches and be selling in some shops.
Why would you sell lemonade in the shop when there's better options for the customers like Coke or Sprite or like cold drinks, soft drinks?
Because we can give it more or better of an advertisement.
But won't you have to pay the shop to put your product on display?
No.
Why not?
We build our own shop.
Wouldn't that cost a lot of money?
But eventually, you'll make the money back.
Well, I actually do have a business scheme right here for a lemonade stand. But a lemonade shop, as you're saying. It's made by me. So, overview. Oh, wait, hold on. This is the vending machine. Yeah, so what about like you have a lemonade kiosk and you have to hire labor and you have to get the store running for like one off cost. You gotta buy cups, you gotta buy lemons, you gotta buy all those different things. You gotta pay for electricity, you gotta pay for the water, you gotta pay tax.
Just a big tax.
You all gotta pay tax. There's a lot of different costs. Like in South Africa, we have a card machine. I mean, like not really a card machine. It's like to pay with card, and it costs money. And that's really sad. It's called Yoko, and like every time you make a payment, it deducts 3.14%. So that also costs money. But yeah. But if you can make it worthwhile. Do you think making a lemonade stand is good?
Not really.
Why?
Because there's a bunch of more worth or more popular stuff that your customers would want to buy.
Like?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola's already a business in operation. You can't just
Yes, but
steal
some
it.
Shops, they import some Coca-Cola.
I know, but that's buying the Coca-Cola and reselling it.
But you make more profit.
No, you don't. I buy a Coke for £1. I sell it.
But actually, the shop where you buy it from, they only buy the Coke for like 30p per can.
Okay, let's say, okay, here's an example. I buy a Coke for £1. I need a salad. How much profit do you want to make?
A bunch.
How much is a bunch?
£30.
Okay, then I need to sell it for £31. But there's different fees, like transport fees. Also, when you like transport a lot of Cokes, there could be some that go bad or like explode.
Yeah.
So then you lose.
But that's a very low chance, which most wouldn't.
Like maybe delivery is 50p.
Yeah.
Electricity and to run your shop maybe cost £1.5 into the Coke. But let's say electricity costs £50.
Yes.
Then I need to sell 50 cans to make up £50 if I sell at £1.
Yes.
So it's all these costs, but if we get like 50 cans, then each can has to be added £1 for the electricity cost and delivery cost and everything. So if we sell it for £31, maybe we're only getting profit £22.
That's still a lot of profit.
But then you can reinvest that profit into your business.
Yes.
Which is very nice.
Yes.
Like, I was doing some calculations for the lemonade stand model, lemonade shop. And if it's a best case scenario, every month you get 85,000 rand profits. Which is a, no wait, 800. Let me actually check. I do have a model here somewhere. But like, you can make a lot of money. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Because there's still a lot more different businesses that you can, like, create and make. Which is, that's just the thing. But there's always risk and reward. You see?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing where it's always just that thing. Just give me. So here's the business model. So if we have worst case scenario, we sell 20 drinks a day and the revenue is 33,000 rand, the costs are going to be 27,000 rand, and the profit is only 5,000 rand. But average is like 30 drinks a day, like then it's going to be like 54,000 rand revenue, then the costs are 28 because of cogs. So basically, the more products you sell, the more lemons and stuff you need to buy, like more lemons and sugar and all. So the cost also increases. So that leaves me a profit of 25,000 rand. And then best is like maybe 60 drinks a day. Then I get a revenue. So revenue basically means is all the money I made.
Yes.
Not minus cost.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, okay. So the revenue is going to be 100,000. So it's like 117,000 rand. So 117,000 rand. And the costs are increasing by a lot, so it's 32,000 rand, and then the profit is 84,000 rand.
Yes.
So divide that by 25 and you get pounds. So isn't that interesting?
Yes, that's very interesting.
So what do you think you should do?
I would like do it. I would do it if I were you.
Yeah, you would do it. So, how are we going to sum up today's podcast? Today's episode.
Thanks for watching or listening.
Are you watching?
Maybe they're on the TV. So, have a good day. And I'm out of here.
See you next week.